Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 219. Today is Saturday, June the 6th, 2020. Oh my lordy, where has this year been? It's just gone crazy.
Or can we just start it all over again?
I think we might have to. It's crazy. Anyway, I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week over on this side and down here is Stir. Stir is co-hosting with me this week. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good.
It's freedom. It's like, at least this part of the world, they're saying, okay, you guys can come out of your shell,
mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's a bit like that. They're starting slightly, letting some of the restrictions lifting at over here as well. So it's all, it's going to be probably a while before we get back to that little bit of normalcy, but we're getting there. It has been a pretty crazy few months, so. As long as everyone's been safe, that's the main thing, and no one got sick, which is good. So all right, okay, so yeah, that was me, Niecy. It was like, I got everything ready. And of course, Lita didn't mute the phone and the other stuff. So it's, look, it's one of those things. It's Sunday morning over here and where I'm awake. It's been a crazy couple of days. So anyway.
And you're not in pajamas.
That's, I'm not. I did. I was thinking about a pajama party, and I was like, you know what? It's a bit late to be doing that, because if we're going to do a pajama party, we're going to do it right. But you know what? I have that thought for another time. So I think we will have to have a pajama party one episode. So like full on pajama party. So yeah, we will definitely do that. But anyway, as we digress into, all the shenanigans, guys, welcome. Thank you for chat room. Hi chat room, everyone, for joining us. Appreciate that. Stir and I here to talk all things WoW Challenges, which is the great thing. However, we're also doing another little impromptu recording down at, where are we, Stir? You tell them what are we doing? Well, you're dancing.
Worm Rest Accord. Head down to Goldshire. And we picked Goldshire because it's so easy to get to from Stormwind. Even if you have to create a level 1 tune, you can get to Goldshire without dying. So come on over. Yes. Join the party. There's more room on the fence. Fur is already here, and some dude who has been hitting on me, so
of course.
Yeah, we need that song, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
It's a good song. Love Aerosmith. Yeah. Awesome song. But yeah, guys, so we figured we would throw a little, just a little impromptu gathering. Obviously, if you've got a pacifist tune, please don't bring your pacifist tune down here, but we are on Wormrest Accord US servers. So if you want to pop down, we'll be hanging out here for the next, just while the show's on. So feel free. We just thought we'd shake things up. We normally always go to Booty Bay. And as much as we love Booty Bay, sometimes, if people want to quickly make a tune and come on over, then we don't want you having a full run from human starting area or something like that. So the more the merrier. Yeah. Come on over if you'd like to. We're hanging outside the famous Goldshire.
We're celebrating, because it's summer. It's starting to be summer here in the States and Europe. And so I guess the Northern Hemisphere. And I just made some fried chicken by hitting a Goldshire chicken with Sunfire. So, boom.
Nice.
So, yes, no pasties. Chickens will die tonight.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you've got an iron, a green, you know, a tin, a scout, if you just want to make a tune and pop on over, then the more the merrier. Come on over and see us. We're just hanging out. Sorry, because I'm multi-screening with all the things, I'm nice lookster. I'm not paying attention to, so if you're saying hi to me, I can't see you or hear you other than what I can kind of see on stir screen at the moment. But yeah, come on over and say hi. But like you said, it's summer. You guys are going into summer, which means, hey, winter is coming. Well, technically for me, winter is now here. And it is. I don't get all the fun snow and things like that. I'm sure you guys say it's not fun, but for someone who does not deal with snow, because I am in Queensland, Australia, which is known as the Sunshine State, we don't get snow, not in Brisbane at all.
Yeah.
So,
just the cold, huh?
So, yeah, and my level of cold, obviously, is probably to no degree what you guys would get for your winter. But for me, it's cold. So, sure. So, yeah, so I think it's about 12 degrees outside at the moment. That's Celsius. There's a bit of a wind, so it's making a bit bitey, but, you know, like if Stone was here, he'd probably be like, shorts weather. It's like, it's good stuff. Yeah. And I'm like going, oh, it's cold. So, yeah.
That and teenagers will be outside trying to get a tan anyway, even at that.
So. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But anyway, so I thought we'd start this episode with having just a little chat. We don't have a guest today. We're having a little impromptu party and all that kind of thing. So I had a couple of questions that I thought that we both could answer. Stir, I thought it might be a good one for both of us to have a chat about what we're doing. So I want to know from you first off that what challenges are you focused off? And we know, you know, you've pretty hardcore into Iron Man. But I know you've delved a little bit, so I'm curious to see where we're up to with what you've been doing, and then what goals, because we know Shadowlands is coming this year. We know that it's going to happen at some stage. What that stage is, we don't know at the moment, but I want to know what you're focused on currently and what you want to have done by the time Shadowlands gets here.
Okay, well, you know, I actually should check to see if Assy's on the podcast, because this next statement is going to just you know, blow his mind. And that is, you remember the contest that just ended? And I kind of like Hunter. It's and so I'm still playing it. My
what?
I know. Mic drop. So, you know, the contest Hunter is still, in fact, I just hit 94. And I'm still nice. Playing survival spec, which is kind of funny because all my guildies are saying, dude, you don't have to stay with survival now that the contest is over. But for me, it's melee. And so might as well, you know, keep playing what you know. And and it works. And now that I've learned that you can allow your pet to die, who knew? I can run away while the pet dies. So. Mm-hmm. You know,
send the pet in. That's it.
So I got the garrison opened. I was just I told the others, I said, well, wait, if you're survival, how did you get your hunter to open up that cave dude, you know, right outside your to get your garrison going?
Yeah. And
well, as it turns out, I was just in front of the cave enjoying a latte, minding my own business. When another player happened to come along and my weapon, I forgot to put the safety on. So it accidentally went off and tagged the the dude in the cave. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my bad. Mm-hmm. But now my garrison is open. And yes, for all those you listening, you're not supposed to do that. But, you know, if you're a survival hunter or if you're melee anything.
Sometimes the gun's just got a mind of its own. You know, it's just like, bang, oh, oops. Sorry.
Slash wave. You know, that was me. And then I'm working on another druid. So I got my druid up to 90 now. Mm-hmm. So,
nice.
And she's playing on iron. So, mm-hmm. Between the two.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I tip my hat to the players like Fur and Zaya and Cell and Brittle and all the regulars who can switch from one major class to another on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, they go, you know, okay, I'm doing a mage. I'm going to switch over to rogue or druid. And you're like, you know, the play style is so different between classes. It's like, how do these people do it? You know, because I'm hitting the wrong keys and not thinking, you know, for the class that you're playing and stuff like that. It's just, it's dangerous, at least mm-hmm. for me. So.
Yes.
So that's it. But what about you? What are you focused on?
In game, there's so many things. First off, I just want to say, Frasley, thank you so much for the host and for the sub. That's very, very sweet of you. So thank you so much for that. In game, it's been a bit crazy. I've got, you know, just a baby Passy because Passy is life. Not quite as life as coffee is, you know, coffee is life. Passy is life, you know, so there's a, see what I did there? It's the tone. It's the tone of voice that you use. So baby Passy's going okay. I've been on a bit of a working man kick. I need to get back to the Bloods. I've been neglecting the Bloods, the Irons and the Greens, but you know, as an alcoholic, you just, what can you do? There's only so many days to do things. So, and so many hours with the limited time that I've got at the moment. So, it's just been trying to do like picking herbs and doing some cooking and fishing dailies and all of that. So we're getting there. I mean, goals wise, honestly, I would just like to not kill any toons off. That would be my goal. But we all know that's going to happen. So, I don't know. It's just more a plotting thing. I think I just like to plod and, you know, cause one of those things is nice to be able to just be like, oh, shiny, I go this way. Cause, you know, focus leader, it doesn't often happen. So a lot of times I'm like over here and I'm like, oh, see, let's go this way. And then, you know, 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, hang on. I was supposed to be back over here doing something. And it's like, let's go do something else. So, it's a bit like that. So I'm just more just having, you know, just plodding along, taking it easy. Sure. Yeah, trying to make sure everything's okay between IRL and in-game. And yeah, I think that's that. Focus, what is that, says Fair. Exactly. Fresley's like, he struggles with focus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, you know. Play to your strengths. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm an alcoholic.
But you haven't died lately. That's good. So you're doing it right.
Yes. Well, yes. Actually, and you know what? I did not kill off my contest toon. So I'm really pleased about that. I actually made it through a whole contest without killing one off. I don't know if I've done that for a little while. So to get to the end of the contest and be like, yay, I'm still alive, is great. And I think, what did I hit? I think I hit about 44 or 45 on the contest tune. So, I've got a feeling I normally am about mid-30s sometimes. Sure. It hasn't been over 40 on a contest tune for a little while, I've got a feeling. But yeah, so I was like, yay! Super happy, yay!
Hey, you know, speaking of contests, did you beat Stone this last contest?
Well, I did. I did because, you know, because I win because he didn't roll a tune. So tough. Leader wins.
By default.
Damn it. I need to make a banner that just flashes up and I can press it and just be like, leader wins goes right across the screen. Note to self. Okay, everyone, you need to remind me. I'm going to put a banner. I'm writing it down because otherwise I'll forget. Lita wins. There we go. That will be that one.
That might be the show title. Lita wins. Stone loses.
Just Lita wins. That sounds good.
And if you're listening, Stone, love you, man.
Hi, you, Stone. He's probably, unless he's lurking, but he might be busy. So that's what I've been up to, currently or lately, which is a lot of fun. But for you, so my next question, this is one, a new question. That Nisi, I think this was a Nisi one that she gave me, and I thought, you know what, that is a really good question. Because a lot of times I don't remember what questions I asked you as sometimes you're just chatting. This is the whole thing. You're chatting and I just throw questions at you, and a lot of times I forget what I've asked in the, you know, in the chat. Azzy, where's your late note? Seriously, dude. Like, I know you're giving apologies, but I don't know, Stir. I don't know. Will we accept it?
This time.
Come on down to Goldshire. We'll pat you on the head and say, okay, good, Azzy. Yeah. Anyway, so my question for you is this. So you've been playing challenge tunes for a while. Hang on, let me use the "for a while" air quotes.
I know what that code is. That's code for old.
Oh, player. that's a code for you've been around for a while. Yes. On your challenge journeys, whether it's your current ones or on ones that you've played and either got to max or lost, do you look at your journey or do you look at things that you've done and do you wish that you'd done anything differently?
Yes. And I think that's going to be true if you were to ask that of everybody who's been on the show that say the same thing. Because think about it. Every expansion has changed the challenge. I mean, you know, we've had to adjust. We've had to change rules. We've had to change our play styles, you know, as the expansions change. And and so there's one thing that's going on right now, and you know, I'm hoping the other players are taking advantage of it, and that is the 100% bonus. The, you know, that that alone is so changing. I mean, you know, we've all grumbled over the expansions of how some things are harder or slower or just more tedious, or, you know, and you still have some of that in some of the zones, but right now with double XP, if you're questing, man, you can zoom. It just seems like some levels, like the 80s, are a blur. I mean, when you hit 80, it just, boom, you're 90 before you know it. In fact, I think it was Cell who said in guild chat, yeah, I did it in an afternoon, you know, 80 to 90. And you're like,
wow.
Yeah,
I can believe
it. It's just so fast. And when you hit, it seems like you hit some of the other expansion or level boundaries. Like when you hit level 35, boom, it's another kick. You know, the gas pedal goes down. It just seems like so many zones open up. It's like, you know, boom. So, folks, take advantage of it. leveling is faster. In fact, you will run out of levels before you run out of content in an area. I mean, you'll be dinging a border, you know, like an expansion border, like 35 or 60, mm-hmm. 70. And you're like, well, but I didn't finish that quest chain. Nope, you don't need to now because you're now in another, you know, kind of position. So just take advantage of it and cherry pick the quests that you know are safe, mm-hmm. that are easy. You know, you could go kill those 20, you know, where it tells you to kill 20 things or kill or get 10 alpha ward tails, you know, yeah. or those mere fin heads. Those things have a horrible drop rate.
Well, yeah.
Then skip it. You don't need to do it. You know, yeah. It's not going to. So, mm-hmm. I guess that's one. Mm-hmm. And then,
yep.
The other thing, and I think one of your other guests in an earlier podcast said, you know, we've always had our leveling path. You know, maybe you start in the Night Elf area, and then you head over to, as soon as you clear that, maybe you go over to Goldshire and do that, mm-hmm. then Westfall, and then, oh, I'll go over to Lochmodan. Mm-hmm. Well, today, if you do that, you're going to be hitting Lochmodan in your 30s, possibly even your 40s, because the levels go by so fast. Mm-hmm. And when you get to some of these bosses, like the foreman, you know, the dude in the cave that throws that firebomb at you.
Yes.
He will kick your ass. Mm-hmm. If you're in your 40s or 50s, when you take him on, well, yep, you have more spells, but so does he.
Yeah.
And he's a lot tougher. So you really need to go. If you really want to take him out and you want to go do Lochmodan, then you need to make almost like your second zone.
Yeah.
In fact, you're going to have to cut your leveling path short to get over there while you're still in your teens. Mm-hmm. Just because of the nature of it right now. So
yeah.
I ended up almost skipping Lochmodan, which is crazy. That's my normal. I know.
What?
But it's like I'm already 45 and I'm way up in Eastern Plague Lands and something. It's like I don't have time for Lochmodan and that dude in the cave. So then you think, oh, you know, how bad can it be? So you go over there, and before you know it, you're running out of the cave screaming because he's just kicking your butt.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, take advantage.
Yes.
And adjust your leveling path right now because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've learned. What about you? What if you, looking back, you've done... You know, someone said in chat, focus, but what would you do differently?
Never focus. Okay, well, hang on. A couple things I just want to address on what you've said, which I completely agree. And again, look, we're in a very, very unusual time as challenge players because Blizzard normally does not give us a buff that we cannot get rid of. So for us, I think this would be, what, about the first time ever that we've had a buff that we can not do anything about. So the Winds of Wisdom, we've all got it. It's basically go forth, level, you're not getting flagged, because when it comes down to it, we can't remove it. Most times Blizzard gives something like at anniversary time, that buff, you know, is you put it on yourself, or they'll give a buff and you can right click it off. On this one, we can't do that. So everyone's got it. Oh, anyone got marshmallows? Okay. Anyone bring your marshmallows, please. That would be good. Hot cocoa, coffee, please. More coffee. I've got my coffee, is my blood. So it is a very unusual time for us to have this. And everyone seems to be taking, you know, just grabbing it and just running with it, which is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And the other thing, thinking about Lochmodan, if you don't kill Foreman and finish that quest, then a lot of the zone itself won't open up. So what you can do is go and do the starting quests in Loch Modan while you're a low level, be able to manage to kill him, still be very careful because he is nasty, but the higher you go, the nastier he gets.
Yes.
Open up the zone and you can always come back. And, you know, which is always a good way to go. But pretty much if you don't kill him and finish that quest and take his head back and be like, here he is, most of those other quests are not going to open up for you. So if you do it low, come back to it. And that's the good thing. We can jump around. As an iron, a green, you know, as doing all of that, you can jump around now and jump around from your zones. You don't have to complete. We're not completionists, which is, the things that we have to remember. If you're doing Iron Man to be a completionist, please don't, because it's not going to work that way. It's just a matter of, you just want to get from 1 to 120 green flagged, and that's the goal. So, yes. Well,
one of the things I did for Loch Modan this time on the Contest Hunter is when I was still low level, I went over there and grabbed the 6 document quests, and, one of them's in a cave, and another one is near all those trogs and stuff like that. But while they're low level, you can take them out. Mm-hmm. Go get those 6 document quests and hang on to them.
Yeah.
Because then when you're around, like if you're a druid, when you hit 57, turn them in, boom, you're 58. You now have flight and off you go.
Yeah.
And it just zooms. And if you're anything else than druid, when you hit 59, do the same thing and boom, you're 60 and off you go. So right now with the double XP, those 6 document quests which and the 7th bonus gets you a level and a third. So it's like save them for getting you over the hump
of
the old world.
Absolutely. My OCD doesn't allow me to do that. Holding on to quests in my quest log is not something I am very good at doing. It's kind of like I get to Loch Modan and it's like, gotta hand them in. I did try. Was that with, might have been with the contest tune or it might have been with this girl, which is my working man. I tried to hold it. I think I held on to them for about 2 or 3 levels, and I was just like, no, I've got to get rid of it. So back to Loch Modan, handed in. I think I got like 2.5 or 3 levels, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So,
I had to go look up. I had to go look up OCD, and it stands for. So Urban Dictionary says other critter deaths. Okay, so, all right. So you're killing critters, huh?
Killing critters, except if you're a pacifist, do not do that. So, anyway, things that I would do differently, not die, would be the good one.
You have some of the best deaths.
I do. I have some really good deaths. You know, the time that I drowned in wetlands. That was awesome.
Fall asleep on the keyboard.
There's many, actually. But at the time I back, actually, let's go back to the very, very, very first tune. And, So the very first iron that I made, so we're going back and I'm not going to look it up now because I've got too many screens open, but I'll try and look for it for next week. I found the screenshot of my very first iron, which of course was an undead warlock. I hadn't gotten into my naming convention of iron leader or blood leader or anything. It was just leader. She was an undead warlock, and I think it was about 36. And I found her. I also found the screenshot where she's dead. I've stripped her. I've taken the screenshot of the login screen with her naked, and you know, I'm deleting her. And I was like, oh. So, yeah, so I was over in Hillsbrad, and you know the risers where they've got back. We're going back. I'm up there, and I'm doing a quest, and I'm seeing the, you know, the NPCs are patting around, and I'm backing up, and I'm just going, okay, am I in range? No. Okay, back up. I dead. I fell off. Yeah, that was awesome. So I did find the screenshot for that. So I try and remember to pull that out, and I'll show you next week. But yeah, she was under Warlock, and we're going back to, I think the date on that was I'm gonna say 2012. So yeah, so I've got a lot of screenshots, guys. It's probably lot.
You've been around the block a few times.
I have, yes. So we always say, look, a death is a learning curve. You know, you die and you learn, and we all. As much as a death, they can be really, really hard. You've got to take it, you know, take from that and learn things of what not to do and quests. You know, it's a good way to know, well, what quests not to do. And I think, though, the hardest thing, the one thing that I would really change out of all the tunes that I've played, out of all the things that I would do, actually two things. I've got two things that I'd change. One would be that I should have tried Pacifist way earlier. Fair, I apologies. It took me quite a few years to come around, but I do love my Passy. I love the Passy. My God, I can't believe how I'm saying that, but I am a huge lover of playing a pacifist. I never thought that was going to be the case, but I'm glad that I gave it a go. And you know what, I've got what so we've got a Max, we've got a well, I've got a dead one, but I've got another baby, you know, and she's making there. So that would be one thing. The second thing I would have to say is learning, and it's a team thing. So I've been playing on a team with Execute for a while, but one of the most roughest deaths, and I think it's probably the worst death that I have had, is when I got myself and him killed. And it is really, really, it really hurts when you've got a teammate or teammates. When it's yourself and you're playing a solo tune, yeah, those deaths hurt. But you've only got, you know, you're not having to think of anyone else. It's you, you're dead. You're like, right, okay, gather my thoughts. Let's go again. When you've got a teammate, definitely, you know, that kind of amplifies. And as much as, you know, can I just say shit happens, but you make a bad decision, a bad call, and you get, you know, you get yourself or both of you dead. And I would say that, yeah, so if I had my time over, because what did we get? We got to 70-something on those tunes. And, yeah, it's just, you know, it's a really cruddy feeling. It's so cruddy to feel that you've, you know, that leaving that kind of thing when you get yourself killed for with your team. So I would change that. I would change some of the decisions that I made. But sure. And Rude's correct. Never blame the other person. Hey, look, it was all me. I can tell you that it was all me. And he, look, he never blames me on anything, and, you know, and that's good, but they were stupid things. And again, a death is a lesson learned. However, it can be really, really hard and hurt. So yeah, it's, that would be the thing. But if you've not ever tried a team, try it. It is a lot of fun. An iron team is good fun, is definitely so much fun. So yeah, if you get to try one, go forth and try that. Yeah. So, and, but anyway.
And here's one for new players, and we see it often in the guild, and that is a new player will join the challenge and it's like, yay, fresh blood, and mm-hmm. hey, come on in. And they spent so much time trying to come up with the perfect tune name. And you're like, well, you know you're going to die, right? And they hate it when you say that. You know, it's like, I'm not going to die. Mm-hmm. No, actually, you are. In fact, you're going to die a gruesome death, but you're going to learn from it. And, you know, so use your worst name. Mm-hmm. You know, so the first time you roll in the challenge, let it be random or yes. just smack a couple of letters together and call it good. Because then your second or third tune, that can be the perfect name.
Yeah.
As you go.
There is, but, have we actually had anyone make it Ironwise? I'm just trying to think. Was it Bikini Babe? No. Who did actually roll their, there was someone who did an iron and they did not die. It was their first tune. Was it Iron?
That's a great, was it a good trivial question?
Never died. Was it Never Died? I'm going to say it was, there has only been, I think there's only been one for Iron. I'm going to say Blood. I don't think we've had anyone do a Blood who's never played a Bloodthirsty and gone from one to max. Maybe I don't remember. Pacifist, yeah. I'm gonna say Fair. Did you get your first tune that you made as a passy, or had you died? So I first passy was yes, you did. You did make it. So Fair's done it. I've done it. my first ever passy. Oh my god! Again, I've got a max level passy. What the hell? Yeah. So the chances are, you know, MP, and it's lovely to see new people and all of that, and you know, welcome aboard and come have some fun and good luck. But the chances are that you're gonna die. You know, so please be prepared for it. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of flip table. And rage quit. So we have seen this time and time again. It's learning, you know. Again, people have to remember, it is a different play style. You do not play these tunes like you play a normal tune, because otherwise you'll be dead. You die. Yep. Yeah, so.
Because death is just an inconvenience when you're on a regular tune. It's
That's a good one. Death is just an inconvenience. I love it.
Isn't it, though? And, you know, it's soul-crushing when you're an iron or, you know, a challenger. It's like, oh, man.
I can't spell inconvenience. There we go.
Like they said in the movie, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. you're going to die.
Exactly. Be prepared for it. And you know what? If you don't die, then yay. Awesome, but be prepared for it because it does happen. And again, we're talking from two people. As I said, Stir's been playing this game a long time and doing challenge tunes for a long time. Currently, what have you got at max? How many irons have you got maxed?
What, two? Maybe three?
Two? Three?
And then a green and a 10 and a, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I'm following the never died model. You know, get one of everything up there.
Absolutely. So yeah. So, you know, we kind of have an idea what we're talking about, guys. sometimes, most of the time. Anyway, how's your week been? Let's talk about our week, our actual weeks. How has it been?
So you keep skirting the issue that in real life you've been really busy. Well, kind of the same this week. For those of you who don't know, I live in Michigan, and Michigan made it got on the map when in the middle of the state two dams failed and flooded the communities downstream of it.
And,
Now I was not part of the communities, so I skirted that part of it.
Yeah.
But because I'm in driving range of it, I've gone over and I've been volunteering and helping folks dig out their basements and and helping folks with operations and getting, you know, resources and places to stay. And so just been volunteering, and I've been doing that like a full-time job. And so it's just been keeping me busy. So I get home, I say hi to the wife, and then I get into the World of Warcraft. So
like, hi, honey. Bye, honey.
Hi. Good seeing you.
And she's probably like, go play your game.
Go play your game. Get out of my way. I'm watching my TV.
Has she ever played Stir? Actually, just out of curiosity, has she ever sat down and you've explained things or no?
Well, yes, I've explained things, but she's like, no.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
You have your world. Okay. Yeah. I'll have mine.
Yeah.
Let's meet for dinner. We meet for dinner, you know. She's more of a simple arcade kind of game player. You know, like she loves Pac-Man those kind of games. But walking into the clutches of a Fell Reaver, no, that's just not her.
Doesn't want to experience that.
No,
most of us, I guess, don't. So we don't blame her. But okay. All right.
Well, what about you? What about your week? I mean, I did mention the two tunes. I've been working on them.
Mm-hmm.
But what about you?
Okay, so I took the baby Passy out, and we went for a round trip around the lake over at Western Plaguelands. Like I said last week, that is a damn good spot if you want to get away from doing new Tinkertown. Obviously Alliance side, so my Passy is a gnome rogue. So she hit 45. I think I did about two levels. Just, it's one of those things. And again, I mean, you don't, because you're going around the lake, there's literally about there's really three spots you've got to pay attention to. The rest of the time, you can be a bit more chill. And, you know, I find I get home from work, and when I eventually get to log into the game, and if I'm doing the pacifist, always play, side note, always play a pacifist tune first. Do not hop onto a normal tune. Do pacifist, because you are not killing, okay? There's nothing worse than all of a sudden being on the pacifist and you go to kill something and you're like, oh, no, it's pacifist.
I want a mulligan, a do-over.
Yes. So I took her up there, and we go round and round and round and pick some blindweed, pick a bit of king's blood, mine a bit of gold, mine a bit of iron. You know, it's a really good spot because there's not that many mobs that you need to be aware of. There is a rare, which you need to make sure you bypass that. So, who was it? The Husk, the big green tree looking dude that's near, that's on the, looking at the map, it's like the south side as you're heading into the bridge to go over to Stratholme. So, yeah, just be careful of him. If you're a rogue or got stealth, then you're fine. Otherwise, you know, there's ways you can get around him and swim around the lake. Just don't hit him. Sure. And there's a couple of spider openings up the north sides of the lake that there's some spiders that pat. And you just, I mean, you can normally walk past and not be an issue. But sometimes you might have to just, you know, just watch them and pat across when they're not around so you don't aggro anything. So that's where I've been hanging out over there. And then, of course, when I feel like, you know, we go back to Ironforge, we do some fishing and cooking dailies, then we pop down to New Tinkertown, listen to the music and be like, I'm home. You know, go pick some Peace Bloom and log and, you know, all is well. So that's a good thing. And then I was playing my working girl, which is the tune that I'm on, as you can see, sitting on the fence there, you know, just looking, just looking. it's just chilling out and all of that. So, we've just been doing a bit of rare killing, a bit of daily killing, a bit of daily stuff, and managed to get a couple levels on her. So yay! So I'm happy. Yeah. So it's all been very, you know, very chill. Is your camera frozen or is that me?
No, it might be me.
Might be you. That's all right. Because I'm like going. Yeah. Nobody's breathing. No one's moving. Everyone's very still. It's like everyone, I've just gone, we're playing statues. Freeze! And like, everyone has.
Who made me a turkey and then froze my screen? It's like, that's a pretty cool spell.
That's a very powerful spell. Change someone into a turkey and freeze the screen. I love it. So that has been my week of challenge tunes. So while you're sorting that out, I'll play our bumper for the news. Where's my bumper? Over here. Let's do this. Here we go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Alrighty. Okay, so just a couple of things that we need to do. Good one, leader. Okay, I'll do that. You let me know when it's back up. There we go. Everyone can look at the pretty sky. Some of these, you know, some of the backgrounds that I have, guys, they're so pretty. I always think Stone for setting those up, but there's so many pretty ones. But news. So we've got a couple of things. Guess what time it is? It is Dark Moon Fair starts tonight. Yay!
Dark Moon Fair. Do we need to tell the audience why Dark Moon Fair is so cool?
It's probably a good idea because, again, you know, it's one of those things that we might have some new people, and if they don't know why Dark Moon Fair is so good, I think it is a good idea to let you know. And again, you know, some people like doing this, some people don't like doing it. Some people think it, you know, the time over effort might not be worth it. Hey, each to their own. We'll tell you what we do. I do this a lot, obviously not for a bloodthirsty. However, you know, for other ones, that's fine. So for your irons, you know, passies is good, your greens, tins, working men, you know, those tunes definitely. So they're all good for them. So Dark Moon Fair starts. So do you want me to explain it? You're sorting your dance party out?
Well, you know, one of the big things, even if you're just a regular challenger, you're not, you know, Iron Man and Green and such, if for nothing else, especially if you just started a brand new tune, get over there because it's worth money. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, follow the breadcrumb quest to get you there. That's worth some gold, and you can get yourself a 16-slot bag. Mm-hmm. And then, what did you mention? Why it's really cool for pacifists?
Yes, well, absolutely. So, what I discovered in particularly last month, I think it was last month, when I had the baby passy or the, anyway, it was a toon. It was very low. So when I took off to get some, I had no money and I could get the startup quest at about, I think we said it was about level 4. Like 4 or 5. There was something you could pick up the quest from in Stormwind, Ogrimmar. You know, it's like, here, go to Darkmoon Fair. Give Syl the, you know, give them this ticket, and we're going to give you some stuff. So it took off down there, and you know, you hand it in, you get 5 tickets. And a lot of times, like if you're on a normal tune, those tickets can do things that you can buy mounts, you can buy pets, you can buy toys. But on a challenge tune, you don't need that stuff. What you do need is you do kind of need some money, because it's yes. hard to get gear, because you got to keep going. You want to go to your vendors and you buy your white gear. Sometimes, you know, getting a weapon, you might not get that in your drops that you do. So you want to look at your vendors. And when you look and you're like, I've got 2 silver. Okay, it's going to cost me, you know, 80 silver to get all those pieces that I need. I can't afford it. But if you go and you've got your 5 tickets, you can talk to. So it's the guy that you hand the ticket in. If you look at his buying tab, there is a Dark Moon storage box, and you can buy that for 1 ticket. Then you sell it back to him. So you buy it, and then you can only, it's a unique thing, so you can only have one of these things on you at any one time. Sell it back to him. That'll give you 2 gold 50. Buy another one. Sell that back to him. Do it again. And do it again. Now, normally by the time I get to the 5th ticket, I will buy that 5th one, but I will hang on to it, because by that stage I might have like 2 6-slot bags, and I want a 16-slot bag, so I will keep the other one. But I have then got 10 gold that I can, if I need to go and buy some gear, if I hit level 20 and the whole 4 gold or whatever it is to buy a mount now, I've got enough to be able to do that. It just makes life a little bit easier. Even if I want to put something on the auction house and I'm like, oh, I've got some money to, you know, put a green on or things like that. So it is a very handy thing to have. You can do some of, as a pacifist, don't do the whack-a-knoll one. They count as kills. Probably not a good idea to do the cannon one, because if you do fly over and you miss and you fall, and you die. Okay, you're back up. Let me put that back up. There we go. If you die, doesn't matter how you die, whether it's from you flying in a cannon or, you know, you falling off a cliff or whatever it is, a death is a death. So,
yes.
So those kind of things I don't do. As on a passy, I'll just go over, get your professions up to 75. You can do the profession quests. Again, they give you more, you know, tickets. So you can, again, buy and sell the bag and get yourself two gold 50 extra. Or save up and get a pet. Like if it's a toon that you're going to keep around for a while, and then those pets, you know, you could sell the pet on the auction house. So there's different ways to do it. You get experience, you get some rep stuff. Not that rep is a huge thing for a challenge toon. However, if it's rep stuff for your major cities, you can buy 16 slug bags. That's another thing. So you know, it's all of those things. The games don't give XP, that's right, but they do give tickets, and those tickets you can use to, again, buy and sell that Dark Moon storage box, which is quite handy. So Dark Moon Fair will run for the week. For me, it starts this afternoon. For you guys, it probably starts, like, in the morning. If you want to take advantage of it, absolutely. Now's the time to do it. Now, the other thing that we've got, which started, I'm going to say it started today, is the 1,000 Boat Bash. And Zaya very kindly, I know a couple of the mods all took off down there and did a little bit of research again for us. It's one of those, you know, micro events that happens. Zaya said that the entry quest was good, was okay. There wasn't a problem. Mobs do scale. Be very careful. Some of them are rough, and probably on an iron, you're gonna die. did.
And they're packed together on those boats too. Gotta be careful.
Yes. So again, it might be something that maybe you want to pop over and just do that entry quest to get some XP, and then leave it. You know, but if you give it a go and you die again, a death is a death. So for me, that would be something. Normally, the micro events, I don't touch on a challenge tune. So there is a fishing one, Fair says, as well, which is good for a passy or and the working man. But again, you know, just be very, very careful.
The easy one is the bouncing beach ball. That one's pretty easy, because if you've ever done you know, some of the other similar ones, it's doable, and it's, and the XP is just crazy.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we've got the Winds of Wisdom buff, so you're getting double XP if it's something you want to go and try. I'm pretty sure it was running for a couple of days, so again, check it out. Just be careful, maybe take a scout tune over, or if you've got a normal tune, pop over, have a look at it, see if it's something that you want to do on your challenge tune. Obviously, if you're bloodthirsty, sorry, no go, don't. Bloods, no love for the Bloods, ever. Sorry, Nisi.
Never.
Ever. It's very sad.
No love for the Bloods.
No love for the Bloods. Yep, the Bloods are loveless. That's exactly right. So, yeah. Anyway, and the other thing that I wanted to mention is that we've got our merchandise store is over at Spreadshirt. So if you want to have a look, there will be 15% off everything, which will be Friday the 12th of June, running from the Friday and the Saturday, the 13th of June. So if you want to get anything like cool coffee mugs, t-shirts, bags, there's apron, which reminds me, apron. Yeah, maybe like a cooking, you know, cooking apron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
In real life.
Yeah, you know. And channel my inner, you know, like passy working, doing the cooking dailies, that kind of thing. Yeah, so pop on over. There's 15% off, which is the promo that's going to be on, which would, you know, again, anything that you guys get, there's a percentage that comes and helps support us as the WoW Challengers, which goes towards, you know, the things that we do, which is website, contest stuff, you know, the things that we pay for, and ultimately comes back to us, you guys helping us. So again, thank you to those that have done it. And if you'd like to, then that is there. Other than that, I think it is time for State of the Challenges. Man, geez, I get to waffle on sometimes. We're already an hour in. And we're only getting to this now. Okay.
You were on a roll. You were on a roll. So
yeah. Well, just, you know, talk underwater sometimes, seriously. Okay. State of the Challenges. Who have we go? Go for it.
So, it, number 10, our very own Ashes Hunter is at 79. Some dude named Hipsterism just dinged 90.
Oh, don't
Ferris
know him.
Hunt. Yeah. Ferris Hunt, which I believe is Winema, hit 91. Contester, another dude who is hogging the list, hit 94. Assy Iron at 101. Punter at 102.
Mm-hmm.
Zaya, 112, but he died. Oh, I remember, and that was early on in the week. It seems like he said something about he was, forgot about the AOE effects wherever he was battling, and that nailed him. So sorry, Zaya.
Mm-hmm.
Carousel. Cell. Hey, dude. 117. Iron Bubble. Also 119.
Mm-hmm.
And at first place, okay, people, sit down. First place, Assy at 119.
Dude. Oh.
It's like this has been a long time in the making.
You well, take no. it the tune, easy.
The tune is actually not that old. It's just
no, it's not
calendar time. A long
yes.
time in the making.
Yes. But so
we fingers are crossed with you, buddy. You know,
yeah.
We really want to see you ding 120.
Can you just ding 120 on like going to Dark Moon Fair, please? Like seriously, yeah. just please
Plants
take it
zombies.
Easy.
Just PBZ for the next
yes.
2 years.
Come on.
Sweat.
Assy, please, you know, we are all behind you on this, and just take it easy. Slow and steady if you have to be. We know you are so close. But good luck. Good luck, okay? You can do this. You can do this.
He's got a new computer. So
absolutely.
He got rid of the junker.
Mm-hmm.
He's not had the DCs.
Yes.
It's like, okay, dude.
Yes.
You got to do this.
This right. Don't, that's exactly right.
Don't let me get another 120.
Yeah.
For you. That's
no pressure. No, but don't give him any pressure. Oh.
Yeah.
And the same goes to Iron Bubble as well. Because, you know, seriously, guys, we have got two of you sitting at 119. And we are sitting here just like on the seat, on the edge of our seats with nails gripping into the chair, just going, oh, guys, come on, yes. You can do this. So
you can do
good
it.
Luck.
And
you can do this.
Our professional editor,
mm-hmm.
Nisi, will reach out to you and get your life story of how you got to 120. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's worth it just for that. So
yes.
Come on.
Yes, absolutely. We love reading the stories. That's a definite. So good luck, guys. Good luck. All right. Now, Bloods, what have we got? We've got at number 10 this week, we've got Ball Killer at 14. And number 9 is Xantoric at 15. 8 is Kirkyun at 23. Sorry if I butcher the names, guys. You know, words are hard. Number 7 is Bloody Hunt at 24. Number 6 is a Blue Elf. Okay. At 24. Number 5, well, we know this is Cell and Saw Cell at 47. Number 4 is Merlock Killer at 51. 3 this week is Cell because he does not have enough to do. Blood Cell at 56. Number 2 this week is Zaya BC. Think I got that right. At 64. Way to go, Zaya. And number 1 this week is Soul Snuffer at 112.
Wow.
Well done, Bloods. Well done.
Yes.
All right.
There were no deaths either, were there?
Like, no deaths on that. Exactly. Well done, Bloods. All right.
Excellent. All right. Well, Pacifist at number 10, some podcasting person named Pasilita D is at 45. Zaya's Passy's at 52. At number 8, Fair Viola is at 54. At level at or Place number 7, Peacenik at 61. Farapa is at 66. Zil No Kill. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but hey, Zil No Kill. It starts with a Z and ends with a kill. 78. But unfortunately, red flagged because they put in a strong fishing pole. And let that sink in, people. A strong fishing pole. Now, it might be a white item, and you're looking at it, and you go, oh, well, it's a white item. I can equip it because those are allowed. But if it has a green enchant as part of it, that green enchant will nail you. They count it, Blizzard reports it back as a green item. So even though it looks like a white item in the title, if it's got a green enchant, it counts. Yep. And so, so poor guy. We feel for you. 79 is or 78 is really respectable. And so that hurts. That hurts.
Yes.
At number 4, Passion 7 is at level 80. Awesome Bloomster, no relation, is also at level 80. Awesome.
That's awesome. Go awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome Bloomster. Yeah, 80. Ash's Passy. So Ash, you know, you made it on the iron list. Now here you are on the Passy list. Also in the 90s at 91. And then the best name on the planet for a pacifist, which happens to be pacifist, is at 112.
Chris! Woo! Yeah. And Tim, you know, I'm going to say this. We said this to Azzy just before. I'm looking right down the camera at you, girl. I hope you're looking at me because I'm saying to you, you take it easy. No pressure. But we will want you to get to max. So please do not let the sewer beast throw your game. All right? The sewer beast loves to hunt Chris down. It's like stalking her. So,
Ash too. Ash will just stormwind to get a bite to eat, and then boom, he's like, "Well, I'm dead."
Yeah,
the steward beast jumped 3 blocks over, and you're like, "Wait, what?
How?"
Okay, how?
It's like, hey, like Jaws. Sorry, like Jaws. You know how Jaws always remembered, like the shark. It was like remembered. Previous like things that they were like, I'm just, you know, going, it's been a while since I've watched it, but one of the things was like sharks, they never remember, but for Jaws it was like he remembered. Yes. Sewer beast is exactly the same thing. Yeah, it remembers beast. You
you just step into the city and it goes, I smell ash. It's like, okay, well, dude, maybe you ought to get your food from Iron Forge or something.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Tens. We got it 3 tens this week. 10 Trap is at level 19. Trill Totem is at 27. And Green Hunty is at 35. So congrats. And it's good to see people using tens as a challenger because it's like, well, you killed off a toon. Well, make it a 10 and keep leveling it because then you can use it as a scout. So, it's a good use of it. So.
Exactly. Tyrus says there's no way to get hurt in Iron Forge. I'll just say, not quite, Tyrus. Yeah, can, but I'll leave that for after we've done State of the Challenges and we get to chit chat. I'll tell you a little story.
Like jumping into the lava.
Like accidentally doing something really stupid. But anyway. Anyway. Okay. Let's have a look at greens. So for the greens this week, we have got at number 10, we've got Ferrisham at 51. Number 9 is Completion at 53. However, not enough kills. So they're probably a yellow flag. So you guys need to go out, kill stuff. Go kill, 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 kill. All right. So there's a flag that's popping up there. So, just get out and kill some stuff. Probably look at killing some stuff that's more level wise. So 53, where's a good spot to go? Silithus, Blasted Lands. That's the old zones. Sir, that'd be about right for a 53. Yeah, Swamposauros.
Swamposauros is a great one.
Winter, spring, that's, yeah. So, because, you know, the fun with the zones is balking with the kill stuff a little bit. Okay, at number 8, I love this name. This is a great name, is Hornet. I hope it's a hunter and I hope it's somehow got a bee or a wasp as a pet. That would be awesome. They are 69 this week, so congratulations. Number 7 is Seraphay at 81. Number 6 is Crossbow. Another awesome name. You know what? It would be hilarious if they're a hunter and they've got a gun. That would be so funny.
Irony.
Irony, yeah, exactly. Or they're in survival spec with Polearm. That would be awesome. They hit 82 this week. Congratulations. Number 5 is Ferrarin at 83. 4 is Lifestone at 92. 3 is Cronus at 103. 2 this week is Zaya Getara at 104. Zaya, I'm sorry if I butcher your names. Apologies. Number 1 is Fair Hope at 115. So well done. Well done on those. All right. Let's have a look. Who have we got for working men?
Well, we have at the 9th place, a cargo at 14, level 14. We have Hurricane. Hey, by the way, hurricane season is starting in the Gulf Coast for those of you in the States. So, hey, at level 16, Clearaven is at level 22, Lurkst at 41. Someone who's podcasting, again, these podcasters keep getting in on the list. Blue Lita at 46.
What?
Yeah.
What's going on? That's crazy.
Live from Goldshire. Not Nisi. No, that always. Nisi, you have a fan. Not Nisi is at level 53. Zaya Wina? He whining all the time.
Zaya's whining. He's whining. Well, it could be wine dining. He could be, maybe it's alcohol. Maybe he's drinking wine. Zaya.
Yeah.
You drinking wine while you're playing challenge tunes? Same.
Wina, yeah. Or just whining about the all the chests out of winter, spring have already been harvested. And, is that 76? 5. There's 5's Panda at level 98. And Ferona is at 108.
Nice.
No deaths.
And no deaths. Absolutely. Well done, guys. We can throw some jesting out there. Good fun. You know, you guys know that we love you and we appreciate you guys out there having fun with your challenge tunes. But sometimes it's nice to be on this side and we just like to send little things out to be like, you know, we heart you guys for all you do. But yes. So we appreciate that.
If we didn't tease you, we wouldn't. We don't love you. So
yeah.
You want to be teased.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's have a look at teams this week. So for the Iron teams, we have got at number 4. Oh my God. What's this? What? Ting Tam Slam and 4 is back, baby, at 42. So yes, that's us. Anyway, we're back. At number 3, we've got Bulbasaur at 52. Number 2 is back on track at 62. And number 1 is Light and Lightning at 95. Look at you guys. Look at that going. Well done. Yes, teams are back.
Think of the coordination to get to 95 with some other players. I mean, that's pretty good. And nobody dying. And
nobody dying. And I think I've got a feeling each of those is two-person teams. I don't think anyone has gotten too high on a 3, 4, or 5. So Winema and Brian is Light and Lightning. Thank you. Yes, it is. So well done. Again, well done, Irons. However, we've got no Bloods or Green Teams this week. So none of those to report on. But again, guys, look, well done. Lots of leveling going right across all of the challenge, you know, all the challenges that we have. Commiserations to those that we lost. And obviously, well done to everyone who has who is still green flagged and still leveling through. To the few of you that are close, please take it easy. Please take it very, very easy, Azzy. Looking at you, dude. You can do this. And Iron Bubbles, you can do this too. Yeah. Not naming any names, Azzy. Not naming any names at all, Azzy. But yeah, okay, so you can do this. There we go. Heart you for that. All right. Where's my bumper? Let's have a look. Oh, we've got another toasty fire. It looks like you're standing in the fire. Are you standing in the fire? Are you watching the world burn?
This is a commercial that says Midsummer is coming soon.
It is.
Right around the corner.
Yes, Midsummer. Exciting. One of my favorite world events. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What have we got? We've got this one. Let's play it.
Hey, yo! It's Chit-Chat!
And it's the Zorts. Thank you, Zorts. Love that. Alrighty, we have got Chit Chat, which is that time. So, as we master our Chit Chat segment in, it's tradition. What more can I say? It's tradition. Let's play the bumper. Here it is.
It's Azzy's pun.
So good. So good. All right. I thought I'd give you a reprise from it this week, sir. I will do this week. So, Azzy's pun. Here we go. This is from Azzy. So, you know, direct all complaints to his Azzy's department. Anyway, it says, if you think Thursdays are depressed, wait for two more days. It will be a sadder day.
Okay.
Saturday.
If you have to explain it, then you don't get it. So, okay.
It's kind of cute. I don't mind it. It's not gold, though.
It looks good. It's not bad. I'll say that. Yeah.
You know, it's not bad. Anyway, Dave sent one in, so you do Dave's. Let's see.
All right. So this is from Dave.
Mm-hmm.
If tomatoes, or tomatoes, depending on what part of the country you're from,
mm-hmm.
if tomatoes are technically a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie?
Oh, my whole insides just went. Nope.
Where's those cricket sounds you were making?
Yep. It is true. It is. I mean, tomato is a fruit. It's not a vegetable. It is a fruit. So technically, you could say. And you know what? The scary thing is, I have got two nephews, not just one, two nephews that. Doesn't matter what they're having when it comes to, like dinner, obviously not dessert, but for dinner, they will put tomato sauce or ketchup on everything. I'll have gravy. I'll make a nice white sauce. I'll do all of this. No, get out the bottle, tomato sauce, yikes. Ketchup on everything. So I could totally see them. You know, having ketchup as a smoothie, that would not, sure. you know, would be something. Sure. But for me, I'm just like, no.
If you put ketchup on a steak, just know that Zorts will shoot you in the back of the head. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen him do it. Just know that. So, just warning.
It's, yeah. You know you're going to, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. Yeah, we'll see if it happens, the response. Okay, but anyway, thank you. Thank you both, Azzy and Dave. Thank you very much. We do love to see what you've sent in. And again, you know, it brings great discussion. We are all about discussion. Sometimes it brings a lot of laughs, sometimes not so many. But thank you, guys. We do appreciate that. Okay. Now, from Rudolph, we have got a question. I think this was in Discord from memory. Are dailies okay to do in the Iron Man challenge? Iron Man, we know, is dailies. There are many dailies, Stir. Aren't there?
Yeah,
many.
Lots of them.
Many dailies. Take advantage while you can. However, there may be some that you don't want to do. So if you don't want to do them, you don't have to. But at the moment, right. if there's ones that you know are doable to do, go out there and get that XP because they are. Yeah. It's nice to definitely nice to have. So thank you for the question. Absolutely.
All right. Well, from Cloud, and Cloud is a newer challenger, and they've been asking a bunch of questions on Discord, which, by the way, we'll tell you right up front, we love questions, and we've got quite a crew of mods that monitor Discord, and they will bend over backwards to get questions answered, and it doesn't matter if it's in the frequently asked questions, it doesn't matter, it creates dialogue and it creates folks, you know, to just, in fact, sometimes we get stumped, you know, because things change. You know, we mentioned earlier about expansions change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite all right to ask something. And so he asked, well, the site saying I forgot to select display character achievements to others, what is that? Or where is that? And that's the little tiny little tick mark that you need to do in your settings. And you can find it in the game menu, in the interface, under social, and just make sure that it's checked. And that's how it says. It says display character achievements to others. And you need to do that because if you don't, it seems like Blizzard's data stream will do a lot of account bound or account wide metrics that will report. And so you go to the website and you don't have that checked, and the website says, dude, you've got too many kills or you've got too many of this or that. And it's probably because you just forgot to check that. So just check it, log off, back in, go to the website, update again, boom, you're back in business. So it's not a fatal. It doesn't disqualify you. You won't get booted, but you do have to do it if you want to be properly logged into the challenge.
Yes, absolutely. And of course I fell off the fence. There we go. There we go. Right there next.
What are you drinking? Is that wine?
No, it's like espresso shots. Espresso shots, dude. What? Of course I'm doing espresso shots. Yeah, funny side note, I had to go and have a look at a place yesterday for the wedding. So, yeah. And one of the things my mother says to me is, you know, we're going to need champagne for the toasts and stuff. And I've just gone, well, we don't drink. I don't care about you guys. Oh. Just line me up espresso shots. We'll all do them.
Yeah.
The look I got was priceless, guys. It was utterly priceless. The look of horror.
Yes. Yeah. Mom, it can be water. Just raise a glass. It's like.
And then, you know, that horrified look of what the hell do you mean there's not going to be any champagne? And then that moment of anger. So the first was like the fear of what? And the second was like, you know, because obviously she realized I was you know, being funny. But yeah.
Sure.
It was just like, I was like, priceless. Damn it, I wish I had captured that moment. And I'm like, mother, okay, all right. Gotcha good, gotcha real good. So, yeah, there will be coffee. There will be I will be drinking coffee, that's for certain. So yeah. But anyway, Cloud, again, thank you. And again, guys, yes, we have got the FAQ. We have got, you know, there are questions up on the website. We've got Discord. The whole reason we've got a Discord server is, sure, come and ask the questions. If you can't find it, if you're really not sure about something, it is better to ask the question, no matter how simple it might seem. It is better to ask a question, find out, and that way you're not going to get yourself flagged or killed. Because those whole times when you go, well, I'll just go do it. And I talk about this many times. As soon as my gut says to me, you shouldn't do that later, or do you think you should do that? Is I can say to you 99% times, I end up dead every single time. So if it is something that you're like, oh, I'm not sure about, put the tune away, go start another tune, jump on a different thing. Find out the answer before you progress, because if it ends up bad that you get red flagged or you end up dying, you're done. Again, you're done. So, you know, it's better to take the time, get the answer, and then go from there. If it takes an hour or two, and again, guys, another thing, we have got real lives. We are not sitting on Discord or sitting on answering 24/7. Yes, we're there, but we do have real lives that we, you know, we have families, we have things that we've got to take care of. So if it takes us 5 minutes to answer, an hour, sometimes it might be 3 hours because people sleep. We need sleep as well. Just be patient, okay? Because, yeah, we're not robots. We're not robots.
Classic, of course, is newer players will, or those that think they know better, will go to Red Ridge. And, you know, we're not always checking to see where the other players are online to see, like, are they in Red Ridge? But suddenly across guild chat, they'll go, well, I'm dead. Mm-hmm. I woke up the sleeping wolves in Red Ridge or the cave. You know, I got caught up in the cave, or the prisoners of war failed and I broke out of stealth. And you're like, how many times have we said, stay out of Red Ridge? Mm-hmm. Is that worth it?
It's like, not often that people successfully get through Red Ridge. It is a rough zone. And again, with the way that the zone scales, there's no need for you to go to Red Ridge. Like, I mean, if you want to go to Red Ridge, okay. But if you end up dead, then please don't stand there and bitch and complain about stuff that we've been telling you about. It's like, well, don't go there. You've got other places to go. So it's just basically, you know, it's one of those things. If you ask questions and go for asking questions, we love questions. And what, you know, those people that ask a question, we might not know if it's a pacifist question or a blood question. You know, we've got a lot of people play that. We've got people who specialize in playing those particular challenges, as well as the irons, as well as working man. There's so many people with a lot of experience. So hop on into Discord, come on over. If you're playing US and you want, there's many there's many places you can come, but Wormrest Accord on the US is where we've got both a Horde and Alliance Guild. Obviously, the Alliance Guild is the main that we have, because that's what we've, that was, ugh, words are hard. That's what we've got. Yeah, come on over and enjoy your challenges and sure, you know, have some fun. Have some fun with it.
Have fun and keep asking questions and learn. That's what we're all doing.
That's right. As we say, you die, you learn, okay? So, or if you get flagged for something that you're like, what did I do? Well, you know, there's always reasons why. So learn from it. Reroll, off you go again. That's the best way to get your hands dirty is just keep going, which is good. Anyway, I did have a story before we start saying all the thank yous and wrapping things up. I was going to give you the story of, now what was the story? Tiber said about, that's right, Ironforge. There's no way you can die in Ironforge. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay, this is going back a little while ago, I must admit. I was on an Iron Hunter, and I'm running around Ironforge. I'm making my way to the flight path, and it's one of those things where I'm not 100% exactly what happened, but it was before I realized that setting up my buttons, all my buttons, so my hunter's buttons are all the same on every single hunter that I have. Every configuration is exactly the same. Same with my warlocks. Same with my priest. So if I hop on a priest and I go to hit, renew or smite, it doesn't matter what key, it's the same key every single time. The same with the hunter, same with the warlock. This was before I realized that I needed to do this, and probably one of the contributing factors to why now I absolutely make sure that all of those tunes will stay the same key bindings. I accidentally hit something that I wasn't supposed to hit, which was disengage. I was facing the wrong way from the flight path. So instead of facing the flight master, somehow I got myself turned around so the flight master was standing behind me, and I think I was trying to work out, well, hang on, where do I need to go? I went to click on the flight master, and instead of going down to, okay, well, I need to go here, I've bumped my mouse and it's hit that was set up at the time, which would not have been disengaged, and I went straight in the lava, right behind the flight path. There was no coming back from that, because that's just not going
to
happen.
There's nothing to jump onto. You got four ticks before you burn up.
Yes. So I am always super, super, super careful when I go to Ironforge on any tune to make sure I'm facing the flight master and making sure that all my key binds are exactly where they need to be. As I said, it is a couple of years ago, but I have successfully not done that since. That is the spot. Mm.
You know that survival hunter? I had disengage on the action bar, and I was on the Zeppelin. I was doing the bombing run in Howling Fjord, and I accidentally hit or scraped the action key for disengage instead of throw a bomb, and it shot me off that Zeppelin and down into the ocean. Now, fortunately, when you hit water, it's okay. You live through it.
Yes.
And of course, you panic. You know, you're falling, and you're like, where did I put the goblin glider? And
so yes.
After that, I said, no more of that disengage. That's going to get me killed.
Yeah, it does have a habit of doing things like that for certain. But again, we were talking about going back to pacifist. Like, if you want the absolute safest place to go for, if you are an alliance pacifist, you go to Darnassus. Absolutely. Every single Darnassus quest for cooking and fishing, best ones over there. If you are a horde pacifist, you go to Thunderbuff. Be very careful, though, if you've got to go and sneak around the bottom of Thunderbuff to pick up the gems. There are sneaky cougars and some wolves and things that you got to be careful of. But normally, Thunderbuff, I find, is the best place. So, again, if you're trying pacifist, go for it. Have that. And as Chris says, if you are in Stormwind, that sewer beast, You know what that means. You know what that means, Chris. You need to go. You need to go tame that on a hunter. For sure.
If it ha- if it happens, get a screenshot. We want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Tiber does say you could drown on some of the Donnesses fishing quests, but other than that, really safe. Yes, just remember that you need to breathe. So unless you're an undead warlock who, which you shouldn't be over there anyway, because you'd be dead. But if you're a warlock, you can certainly, if you're high enough to have water breathing and put that on yourself, that's fine. Or druid, yes. Other than that, make sure you breathe. Make sure you check. Because there's nothing quite fun that that you forget that you need to breathe and all of a sudden the screen goes flashing red. And you're like, what's going on? Nothing's hitting me. And you're dead. Not a fun thing to do. Yeah.
Well, it's about the time to wrap this up, huh?
I think so. I think we're pretty much done. But again, guys, thank you. Thank you for hanging out and having a chat with us. All right. Well, do you want to do the thank yous to our Iron Elites?
Oh, so there's a bling in Goldshire. So thank you, whoever spawned a bling.
There's a bling. Oh, hang on. I better come. There's a bling. All right. Let's not be AFK. Let's go get the bling. We'll grab a bling because bling's good. Again, not for a blood. Please don't do that. Let me see. What did I get? I got an encoded message. What does it say? Let's have a look. We're going to read it. Massive shipment of Alamo bots received, disassembled, and reconstructed as frag grenades. Okay. Thanks for that. Appreciate that. Okay. All right. Nice. Let's go sit back on my spot. My other spot is right here. There we go. All right. Facing around. All right.
Well, being the end of the show, this is where we like to take the opportunity to thank all of our folks who support the challenge and the help. And just, there's so many people. By the way, it takes a community to put on the podcast and put on the web pages and all the mods behind the scenes. And so any contributions, no matter how you do it, whether it's through the little bits here and there or through subscriptions or through we just really appreciate it. So
we do. Thank you, guys.
And if you do contribute, you can, go to the web pages and you can see how you can become a member of the Iron Elite. Mm-hmm. And that's just a designation we like to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. So without further ado, let's go through the list. Aleandras, Assy, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing, Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fur, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Nagus, Kevy, let's see. You know, there's always a few names that get you when you're looking at it. Keyvamp. Chris, thank you so much. Really. Lyson. Mr. Bright. Nisi, you probably know Mr. Bright. Mrs. Rock Guru. Mrs. Mickey. Mrs. Charming. Never Die. Nisi. Return Mother. Let's see.
Return of the Mac.
Oh, is that what that is?
Return of the Mac. Rude.
Stone, who I would expect to get some feedback after this tonight's show. Swing Cat, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Thule, Almenia, and, especially Almenia. Dude, you've been working so much to keep the web pages going. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Winema, Zaya, and Zords.
And again, thank you guys. Without you guys helping to, keep all of this going, we truly appreciate it. It does, the contribution certainly help. So anything that you give. And again, Chris, 22 months, Like, dude, seriously, you're amazing. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Mwah, appreciate that very muchly. Pop over to the website if you do want to support. That's fine. You don't have to. If you don't, you know, just likes and the retweets and all of that on Twitter and social media certainly helps. So we thank you for that. Now, from Stir, myself, and Stone, we do want to say thank you to our wonderful mods for all that they do, because some days, in particular, most days, they certainly make our lives so much easier, don't they, Stir?
Yes, they do.
We appreciate you guys so much. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz, thank you guys so much for the things that you do, for helping look after the community, and, of course, all the bits and pieces with the website, the forums, Discord, you know, being in the chat room here, we do appreciate it. So thank you to that. And again, Alminia, for all the things you do. Dude, you are da man. What do we call him? Pebble. He da pebble. But we thank you for all the things, for keeping everything going. We know it gets a bit crazy sometimes, but we do appreciate you, Alminia. So thank you for that. To everyone who's sitting, listening in the chat room, thank you very much for hanging out, for those listening at home on the podcast, which, Cell, thank you for bringing up a point, and it may not be you, Cell. I'm just going to say that. The podcast feed's been a bit off, so I am looking into that, and we will get that sorted. But thank you guys for hanging out, for listening. But we just want to say, again, we appreciate you guys for doing that. Now, we will be there. I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, June 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have got a very special guest next week. That will be Frasley Sparksband himself. He will be coming to join me, which is streaming at the moment. With Spaz, so they're over there playing something. So it'll be good to check how he's going. He's been playing an iron, so I'm very excited about that. So thank you, Frasley, for popping in and seeing us earlier, and we look forward to catching up with him. Now, don't forget where you can find all of the things. Pop over to the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can find the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. Everything is over there. If you want to listen to the episode, I'm checking into it. We do have access to the Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. The RSS feed is, something's happened to it. I'm not sure if it was with a change to the website, but I'm getting that sorted. So it will be sorted as soon as I can get to it. But yes, we do have access over to those ones. And you can certainly contact the show at podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you've got some questions, you know, any tips and tricks and those kinds of things, send them through to us. Stir, where can we find you other than dancing on the fence in Goldshire at the moment?
That's okay. So that's one place. Look for the Santa suit, usually on Warm Rest Accord, and usually with the Stir name somewhere in the name. But you can also find me on Discord, you know, the Wild Challenges channel. Just look for Stir. I'm usually at the top of the list on who the folks are online, and be glad to chat.
That's it. Absolutely. And if you want to find me, I am on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETTAWOW. You can also find me on Leta on Discord, and you can check out the other show that I do with Stone called Adventures in Azeroth. Other than that, let's say some final thank yous. Who have we got?
Okay. Well, as always, at the beginning of the show and at the end, we have a great intro and an outro. And the intro, you know, big thanks to Markkonen, and you can find him on Twitter at Markkonen WoW, and also to Epic Insanity for the outro. And you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. And so we just really like to say thanks to those gents because they helped provide those. And
awesome friends.
Pretty classy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And every year they help us, though. It's like, yeah.
They do. They are wonderful. So, you know, show them some love, and we appreciate their help and support. So thank you. Well, it is that time. I think we need to wrap up the party in Goldshire for everyone that came down. Again, it was just a quick impromptu. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us today. And again, welcome to all the newbies. Thank you. Have some fun with the challenges. Enjoy your time. Just please stay safe. That's the big thing. Please stay safe both in and out of game. And we will see you next week. So take it easy. Say bye, Star.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Don't wanna be ya. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.